This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Welcome, my Americanskis. Hopefully, you're settling into your new reality. I need my Russian accent. The big cheat, she succeeds. We are where we are. It is now bizarro world for you. Yes, a world where the morons are put in charge. Put in charge of the Americanski people, and the real intellectuals are being subjugated. It's funny, when Russians get to the big words, they can actually pronounce them very well. They are subjugated. You have been subjugated, Kevin. But when they go to the other stuff, they can't speak right. You must know now that this will be this way, right? You know that this is now problem for you, right? Right? Okay, whatever you guys say, my Ruski friends. Glad you guys are with me. It is the Kevin Jackson Network. .com. That's how you can find out a lot about us, and I hope you do, and I hope you tell people about it. Lots of changes. I was talking to, for those of you who know, the people who have donated to the Black Sphere organization, like now the Kevin Jackson Network, over $100, we have a list, and I called every one of you that I had a phone number for when you donated. If you put your phone number in, I called every one of you this weekend. I left a message or whatever, and it was a lot of phone calls. Actually, it wasn't just this weekend. It was over the past, say, 4 days. And I said, thank you for the donation. We truly appreciate it. For those of you who are recurring donors, which aren't that many, I'll be honest, you are on a special list, and we plan on doing something for you. Here's our thing. We are going to take care of you. Because for the next 4 years, we have to build a war chest. We have to stick together. We have to do things together that show that we know what we're going to do. And I'm telling you right now, my team, we know what to do. I'm not going to spill the beans publicly about some of the things that we're working on, because they have to be kept this way. But here's what I'm telling you. We are going to do everything we can to make sure this big cheat can never happen again. Can never happen again. So we thank you, not only for your dollars, but for spreading the word. And I'm going to tell you, everybody who invested in these social media sites, the Gestapo guys that are there, they're now like, Kev, what do we do? Kev. And I'm telling them, I tried to help you. I got nothing for you now. We are on our own path. We're doing it our way. We're doing it our way. Yeah. Anyway, we're doing it our way because we know it works, and it is impervious to what they're trying to do, and it will work. I talked the other hour earlier about Sidney Powell and all these people wanting to go their way, and they're setting up their PACs and all that. You know what? Congratulations. Yeah, I'm going to protect the Constitution. You didn't do a good job when you were working with the president and you had all this information that you knew about, and you didn't do a good job there. Why am I going to trust you now? It's time for a new breed of warrior. People that can get the job done. So, yeah. Anyway, we live in a world, folks, where the morons have been put in charge and the real intellectuals indeed have been subjugated. How does it make you feel to work for putzes? People like Joe Biden. You work for him. He doesn't work for you. We're the people who finance our own demise, and we continue to do it. I'm not mad at you. My wife always, she'll say, you got to stop making it feel like you're lecturing people. If you want to look at this as a lecture, look at it that way. I'm not going to stop you. But if you feel like you're being lectured, go somewhere else. Let them, you know, give you some sunshine. I give you enough sunshine, but I'm going to tell you when we do stuff wrong. We let these people take our money and use it against us. And I'm telling you, you can stop it. You know what I say to my youngest son all the time? He gets in trouble. And I tell him, we love you no matter what. But we're going to raise you right. And if that means overparenting you till you finally get it, so be it. But here's the thing about your behavior that's leading to this, because no, we would never scream at you for any reason. We never, you know, I won't correct you unless you need correcting, but I will correct you when you need correcting every time. And if you're feeling bad about getting corrected, here's what you can do. You can stop with the behaviors that lead to having to get corrected. See, it's really that simple. And here's the other thing I tell him when he gets in trouble. I say, you can start right now with the new version of you that you will like. See, because I think a lot of times when he does things, it's because he doesn't like himself. He comes off very confident when he's in, yeah, I'm the boss, I'm this, you know, I'm blah, blah, blah. And then you see the weakness in his argument, the flaws in it. And I always tell him, I say, you don't feel that way. See, if you were really confident, I could tell it. You're selling it more to yourself than you're selling it to me. Confident people don't need to do that. So I said, but here's the thing, buddy. If you want to start being confident, you can start in this moment right now. Beginning now, be confident. But it has to be earned, and you have to believe it. And what we're going to do as your parents is we're going to teach you how to be confident. By the time you're 16, 17 years old, it will be an earned confidence that you can say, yes, I'm confident. I'm confident about my abilities in school. I'm confident about who I am. It means you'll stop lying. You'll stop doing a lot of stuff that you do right now for attention because you'll be confident. That's our role. And I told him, don't feel bad because many people are in their 30s before they learn this stuff. You won't even be out of your teens before you'll be done. So I say to us, it's time for us to get our confidence to start graduating from this feeling because we've got it flipped. When a person senses your weakness that you think is confidence, they flip it on you. And that's what the Democrats have done. They flipped us. So we're now financing our own demise. We're giving them money like we're prostitutes. We work all night, and our pimp comes up to us at the end of it and says, hey, give me that money. And we go, here you go, Mr. Pimp. You can have all my money. So I said to you, when will it end? It'll end when you decide you're going to take advantage of this 4 years, might not be that long, of Biden, because you get the chance now to ridicule everything that he does, everything that he represents, and the media at some point is going to look ridiculous trying to cover up for him. Because there is no covering up for him. He ain't got what Barack Obama had. He's not cool. He's not young. He's not stylish. He doesn't have this resounding voice or whatever. He's a putt and he sounds like Mr. Burns of The Simpsons. And you're going to get to take advantage of that if you're smart.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The new reality, or is it? When are leftists going to get this new reality? When they come to us and not the other way around. What am I talking about? What is Kevin Jackson of the Kevin Jackson Network talking about when they come to us and not the other way around? What I mean is when they pursue us. See, think about how leftists pursue black people, how leftists pursue the LGBT community, how leftists pursue women, particularly young women. They don't pursue us. They pretend that, oh, well, when we win, we'll come over and reach across the aisle, and sometimes they don't even do that. When they pursue us, we know we're winning. 844-551-8255. Was talking to a friend of mine. I told her, and the same thing I've told you guys, the way we're going to win this battle with the left is when we leave them and say, you know what, we don't need you. It's like a woman who gets married early and she needed her husband. Maybe he said, don't go to work or all this. And she finally gets out there and finds out, you know what, I'm pretty doggone wanted out here. The industry needs my services. Guys appreciate me. My husband's taking me for granted. He's doing his own thing. He doesn't care about me. And she finds out she's got value. And she says, I'm leaving you. You can't leave me. How are you going to make it? She goes, you know what? I've got that covered. We panic. Oh, man, what's going to happen now without Trump? What's going to happen, you know, if we have to leave America, this dystopian, distorted view of America? Nothing. We're going to be better. You ever had something happen in your life, you left it, and suddenly things improved? Maybe you had to jettison a friend that was really poison in your life. But you did, and things were better. Maybe you lost the job that you thought, oh, my God, I can't lose my job. Because they were underappreciating you, but you were underappreciating yourself. And when you finally got out on your own and you were forced to do it, whatever the circumstances were, you did it. See, that's what strife causes in your life. It causes you to seek a new reality. And the new reality is Biden, even though he's wrongly elected president, he's not our president. He can pursue us if we want him to. He comes in there with all these new executive orders that are completely anti-American, anti-us, and we can say to him, fine, keep going that way. Here's your problem. You're going to have a real tough time getting away with it long term. I'll talk more about him and the idea that we've allowed a communist, a Chinese sponsoring communist, into the White House, but that's a whole other deal. Right now, I want to talk about us. See, we allow losers to act like winners. The reason, for example, that the social media giants block any reference to cheating in this election is because they cheated. And they want to force you, the winners, to admit that you lost. So you need to lie, which now becomes the truth, and then all is good. If you would just capitulate, things will go over smoothly. If we were to just agree and everything with Pelosi and team, they would treat us like we are amazing folks. And then they would say, we have a quorum. Everybody now agrees with us. And social media is doing their part. But here's what will change that. When you jump off of it and they stop making money and they lose market cap, and suddenly these paper billionaires become paper 100 millionaires, become paper millionaires, and then become paper poor. Then they will go the way of MySpace, and they will come looking for you. And if they're smart, they'll do it well before that. I'll give you an example of a guy that's doing that. Amazon. Jeff Bezos gets it. He says, you know, come to Amazon Prime where you get free shipping, and you can get things delivered to you faster than you can get in your car and go to the store and get it. And oh, by the way, you know this new service that's out there that will get you your groceries in the time of the lockdown? I'll bring you your groceries within 2 hours. He's making your life so easy that you might very well say, it's worth it. I will get this service. I will let them buy my groceries and bring them to me with 2 hours. I got a party. I got these kids. He's making it easy. So he can stave it off for a while. He's also got infrastructure because he's trying to send satellites into space, and he's working on geospatial systems and working with the federal government. He's made that transition. But Facebook isn't making that transition. Facebook still depends on you to come on that site and move around and look around and do things. But they're telling you, I don't like you, but I need your money. Now, Jack over at Twitter, he's in the most precarious of all situations because he's got nothing. He's got a product that's losing money, and the minute that his is going down the drain, he's going to have to find an owner or somebody to buy his. And don't be surprised if Jeff Bezos or even what's-his-face Zuckerberg tries to buy him for pennies on the dollar and incorporate it. Now, if Facebook buys him, they're still in big trouble. But if Bezos buys him, who knows? He'll figure out a way to make money with it. But if you leave it, and you leave it for good, and you let them buy that thing, and then nothing happens, they'll stop doing it. And then suddenly, we start putting all of our tech into that. Let me tell you something. All these people working at Silicon Valley, these hot shots that are coming out of MIT and whatever, they don't really have an ideology. They have a work ideology. They will build a better thing. And if you screen them correctly, they will do it for us. And many of them are us. I have two crackerjack IT guys that I work with. Both staunch conservatives. They will do it. So they got to get you to admit they won, right? All we have to do is never let up. It's going to implode on them. Look at what's happening right after the election. The New York Police Department, NYPD, did a beatdown on some BLM protesters. 25 of them were arrested. The new reality, folks, that's what this segment is titled. Black Lives Matter. Black leftists better know it is a new day for them, because only the elite are going to win. And if you think they're going to let you do what they allowed you to do under Trump, you are out of your minds, colored folks. Yeah, you're going to find out it's colored people lives matter, because y'all going to go back into the 60s and they're going to show you the Democrats know how to beat down some Negroes. So take heart, people. You got 4 years of a new reality, and you have the biggest opportunity to change it of anybody. Black Lives Matter is going to suffer. Antifa, what did they do? Smashing windows in Portland and stuff like that. They're trying to get Biden to crack down on it. Trust and believe they will crack down on Antifa. Because, see, Antifa doesn't have anything in the rural areas. Antifa is in the cities, and they will crack down on them. Mark my words. That is the new reality. So don't let anybody fool you into thinking that, you know, it's all hope is lost. All hope is not lost. The biggest group, the same thing that happened that formed the Tea Party, has formed this new thing, MAGA, whatever you want to call it. It is not going to go away. It is not going to capitulate to the left. It is going to survive. And not only that, it's going to thrive. And it's going to make them come to us. If you pay attention, if you heed my words and you get off their platforms and you boycott these people that don't believe as we do, they'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy, because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. President Joe Biden signed an executive order today to repeal the ban on transgender people serving in the U.S. military.
And what I'm doing is enabling all qualified Americans to serve their country in uniform and essentially restoring the situation that existed before with transgender personnel, if qualified in every other way, can serve their government in the United States military.
The executive order reverts to policy enacted during the Obama administration in 2016 that allows transgender Americans to serve openly and overturns the ban ordered by President Donald Trump during his first year in office. The signing took place in the Oval Office at a ceremony for new Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, who was confirmed last week. Lloyd Austin becomes the first black person to hold the position of Defense Secretary. You're listening to USA Radio News. California officials are easing COVID-19 restrictions. We get details from Lance Pry in the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
California said Monday it is lifting a regional order that called on residents to stay at home except for essential activities, as the state cited positive signs about the spread of COVID-19. According to a release by the California Department of Public Health, nearly all of the regions that were previously under a stay-at-home order will return to the state's tier system for coronavirus. Hair salons, tattoo parlors, nail salons, and other similar places may also open with modifications in the purple tier, the most severe indicator. State Health and Human Services Secretary Mark Galli said the December holidays did not overwhelm the healthcare system to the degree they had feared. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
3.1 million of the 25 million COVID cases in the United States are in the state of California, which has a population of 39 million. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Have you guys seen these Bernie Sanders memes? Bernie Sanders is sitting. This is supposedly during inauguration. I didn't see it. But he's sitting, and he's mad. And you can see it. I mean, his arms are crossed, the body language, everything. I'm no body language expert, but I do know when you cross your arms, you're not open to ideas. So Bernie's sitting, and they have put him, he's just being mocked endlessly on social media. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to it. It's the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. And it tickles me because clearly Bernie was not a happy camper in this picture. He's scowling. Surely you've seen it by now. And if you haven't, just Google it. Bernie Sanders inauguration, fun picture, whatever. It'll come up. I promise you it'll come up quick. Did I mention that you need to also Google, do a search on Antifa.com on a Chrome or something? Just say Antifa.com and see where it takes you. It's kind of an interesting thing. Those of you who do it. So Sanders is not happy. And I was talking about it with Melissa, and she was like, you know, what do you think it is? I go, and it, you know, she was asking me, she had her own ideas around it. And her thing was Bernie is upset because technically it's twice now that he was not allowed to be president. And this time around, Bernie sees it as I was a shoe-in. If you could cheat Biden in, you could certainly cheat me in. And given that I was technically the front runner, I know now that the system is in play that would not allow me to have it. Think about that for a second. This is a guy that says the government is corrupt, the government who does this, the government is allowing for this to happen and blah, blah, blah. And then he sees what happened with Biden and he goes, wow. All this time, they could have selected me to be president, and they didn't. Do you know what the realization is for Bernie? Is he's been used twice. Bernie voters, Bernie supporters, those of you who flipped over to the Democrats, you've been used twice. And what Donald Trump was telling you about this government, you witnessed firsthand, and now what's happening? See, look, I don't know which side, because they're mixed up over there. Some of them want to work and understand the need for work and actually enjoy working. And others want universal basic income. They think that we should be subsidizing whatever bad life choices they've made, and I could go on. But whichever ilk that you find yourself in that made you you know, move away from the Democrats, support Bernie, you got sold. And if you not only, if you went on to support Bernie, who by the way is one of the biggest sellouts on the planet, and you know, he in effect condoned everything that happened. He now they tipped it off, by the way. They tipped it off. Remember when AOC was invited to speak during Biden's convention and she says, vote for Bernie? You remember that? They tipped it off. They wanted to separate. Many of the Bernie faction were like, we don't want to do this. Bernie tipped it off. And finally, anything to get rid of that guy. Anything to get rid of that guy and put this guy in. And so here it is, all of them. Hillary Clinton, she's got to be, I mean, madder than a drug sniffing dog with a head cold. They didn't just get her elected. They could have just gotten her shooed in. But they didn't. They did it, well, they didn't need to do it for Obama, but they were prepared to do it for Obama. Oh, it was a lot of cheating that went on. Don't think Barack Obama got 69.4 million on his own. He got 69.4 because there was a lot of excitement for him. But he got a lot of fraudulent votes, too. Make no mistake about it. They were going to make sure he won, but they didn't have the Dominion angle at the time. But they had it with Hillary. But all these people, all these Bernie supporters, these independents, because they now claim that 99% of Democrats support Biden, believe that he was elected with no trickery, no skullduggery. So now Bernie's got this meme floating around that depicts his real attitude. Now, is he gonna go away from towing the line? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. He will keep his anger inside because he loves the good life. See, Bernie likes buying his, what did he call his cabin? He had a different name for it because he didn't want people to know he had a cabin, a $600,000 cabin. Bernie has a cabin that costs more, three times more than the average person's home and a host of other things. Bernie lives living the good life, and he'll keep his mouth shut. But he had his arms folded, and he let the truth come out during that little thing with inauguration. Another thing that happened during that period was Biden dissed the National Guard. Did you see this? Made him go into a parking lot. Yeah. The commander-in-chief sends the troops that are supposed to protect him and this nation into a parking garage. Not a parking lot, but a garage. And according to the stories, it was freezing out there. Wouldn't let him have ammo because he's afraid of them. Melissa was telling me a story. She says he was walking to go to the White House or something. I don't know, to go somewhere. And there's a Marine there to salute you. You know, he's there. And Joe Biden mumbles, salute the Marine. As if somebody's talked, then the thought is somebody was telling him in an earpiece, salute the Marine, and he said it out loud as he approached the Marine. Salute the Marine. Did he salute the Marine? Anybody want to take a guess? He didn't. He didn't salute the Marine. He's prompted to salute the Marine. He utters it, but he doesn't. And of course, the Marine salutes him. Joe Biden walks right by him. This is why I keep telling you, be grateful. Don't underestimate why God gives you what he does, why he does what he does. There's a reason for it. There's a reason for it. Now they're out there. Kevin, if he had won, you'd be saying the same thing. You're right. See, I believe it's all God's plan. And we can fight for it and all that, and we're supposed to. Because if we knew that Trump was going to win or lose and God said, here's the plan, what would you do? Either way, if you knew he was going to win or if you knew he was going to lose, what would you do? Yeah, if you knew he was going to lose, you'd go, doesn't matter. If you knew he was going to win, you'd go, well, I'll vote because obviously that's going to help him win, but it doesn't matter. So you got to play it out. Because by playing it out, you understand the emotions you feel about it. That's the real thing. How do you feel about it? Well, see, my emotions were, I worked my heart out, and I know I got cheated. If God said he win or lose, you know, just do what you're supposed to do, but don't invest any emotion in it, I'd be like, well, he won. congratulations. But when he's lost and I put this kind of effort in and I see what happened, I have a whole sense about what I think I need to do. So soul search before you, you know, like I said, there are people that are going to criticize because they don't have the faith that I have in a higher power. But say what you want. But I know every ounce of energy I invested in Trump is now coming back in my resolve to figure out how this never happens again. You want to leave it for your kids, the softest generation ever, to have to figure it out for themselves? People that have never known war, never known strife, never even known the having to get up and be the remote control for your family when your parents say, go up and turn the TV or hold a rabbit ear. They don't know the lives that we've led, phones that are tethered. You know, they don't know having to look up information in libraries or dictionaries or encyclopedias. They just go right to the source. Boom, dictionary.com. Boom, information about this, that, or the other. There is no limit to what they could possibly learn if they just have two words, intellectual curiosity. And the two words that should support that, I'll get it out, is critical thinking. Give me a kid with intellectual curiosity and who wants to critically think, and I will give you a rock star in the next generation of children. Anyway, let's go back to Biden. This is the guy that's funny because he's now commander-in-chief of the military, a group that he cannot stand, a group that he doesn't see the reason for. Why? He's not starting any wars. He's going to deal with giving away, selling America. How could you possibly want to attack America when we're going to let you steal it? We're going to let you buy it. I'll just get my son Hunter involved. Don't be surprised if Hunter ends up on the Joint Chiefs of Staff or some crazy position that a crackhead should never be anywhere near. Which, for the record, how about the White House? This guy's got Secret Service protection. We have a guy, a family, who has sold out to the Chinese, who sits in the Oval Office making policies that, quite frankly, favor the Chinese, and not a word's being said. Nobody's talked about all the interdependencies of the Biden family and where their money's going, and they need to make sure that none of that. Has he disassociated himself from anything or been required to do it by the media like they did with Trump? Do I really need to give you an answer for this? Because you know it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
New York Times is calling, but my old partner Eric, who literally has done me harm for I don't know how long, is the one taking the calls because my father will not stop sending the calls to Eric. I have another New York Times reporter calling about my representation of the, literally, Dr. Patrick Ko, the fucking spy chief of China, who started the company that my partner, who was worth $323 billion, found in. It is now missing. The richest man in the world is missing. who was my partner. He was missing since I last saw him in his $58 million apartment and signed a $4 billion deal to build the fucking largest fucking LNG port in the world. And I am receiving calls from this other attorney, or from the U.S. attorney himself. My best friend in business, Devin, has named me as a witness without telling me. In a criminal case, and my father, without telling me.
That was a clip of Hunter Biden admitting that he is involved with the Chinese spy. Unbelievable. Eric Swalwell, relationship with a Chinese spy. We got, I think the estimate is something like 2 million. It's a crazy number of Chinese spies all over the world infiltrating academia. I saw a report of the amount of money. I'm going to do a special on just that, the amount of money being spent in academia on Chinese spies by China. Hollywood, they own it. They're buying pop culture. They're buying entertainment. And they're buying academia. They're buying politicians. They're doing it all right under our noses. Chinese spies. That's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about how Joe Biden has treated the military during his inauguration. No bullets. Keep them away from me kind of a thing. And as the joke is, if you got to have, you know, 30,000 people to protect your inauguration, you didn't get 82 million votes, and he didn't. The Kevin Jackson Network, what you're listening to, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. I am Kevin Jackson. Biden reminds me, if you saw the movie The Gladiator, and my producers always laugh at me when I talk about Gladiator, because the standing joke here at the studio is that I talk about the movie a lot. And I do. There's a lot of lessons in Gladiator. When Marcus Aurelius says to Caesar, you know, what do you want to do now that the war is over? And he says, I want to go home. And he says, but I may have a, you know, something for you to do. And he offers him the job as Caesar to lead Rome. And he says, with all due respect, Caesar, please don't make me do this. And he says, it is for that reason I want you to do it. Meanwhile, the son, you know, he's chomping at the bit to become the leader. And he's treacherous. He's everything that defines the Democrats. And what happens to him? He ends up in charge. And you know, the only thing that he can use to keep the people at bay is he gives them war. He throws them bread at the arena for the gladiators, and he brings them war and pestilence. He brings them fighting. And hopes that that will win him over the mob, as they call him. Biden reminds me of the guy that becomes Caesar. He smothers his own father so he can become Caesar. He so wants to be a warrior that he works out with the warriors who not dare really test him because they would kill him. He's a paper tiger. Who treats the military the way Biden allowed the military to be treated when he sent 5,000 to 7,000 troops into a parking garage, freezing with no food, one place to use the bathroom? They wouldn't do that at a rally. Do you know there are rules against that? But he did it. And the D.C. police obliged because the National Guard had no bullets. But that would have been a heck of a shootout. They'd had some bullets. How about that for an inauguration celebration? The National Guard and the cops ended up in a shootout. One of my friends wrote, a lot can be said about a man by the way he treats his team. And when you're the president of the United States, the military is your team. It is the best team you have. It is made up of the people that you should be treating with the most respect. The Republican Guard is what they called them in for Saddam Hussein. They called them centurions for the Romans. These were the top soldiers that were spent. It's like our special forces. They were told to move to a cold parking garage, 5,000 or 7,000 soldiers. One power outlet and one bathroom. This is from a source in D.C. For the last week, my battalion has been sleeping on the floor in the Senate cafeteria. Today, the Senate kicked us out and moved us to a cold parking garage. 5,000 soldiers, one power outlet, one bathroom. This is how Joe Biden's America treats soldiers. Another source. Yesterday, dozens of senators and congressmen walked down our lines, taking pictures, shaking our hands, and thanking us for our service. Within 24 hours, they had no further use for us and banished us to a corner of a parking garage. We feel incredibly betrayed. One guy showed a video of the guard and showed the conditions in which they were forced to stay. So people knew how to save the day. The president told them, you don't need to stay in these garages. You come to the Trump Hotel, and we will put you up in the hotel. See, that's what they fear about him. That's why these stupid Senate, oh, we've got to impeach him. And don't think for one second, folks, that these guys won't succeed. He's out of office, and they still want to get him, and that should make you wonder. One guy tweeted, that's right, President Trump would never stand by and watch the military be mistreated. He authorized them to stay at his hotel. Now, some would say, oh, that's Trump just trying to cash in on Biden's misfortune. But no, that's Trump being Trump. Make no bones about it. That's Trump being Trump. He's always cared for the military. He will put them first. He's already said, I won't send a kid to war unless we are there to, there's a real good reason for it, and we are there to win it. See, that's when you send a kid to war. Not that these military men and women are not ready to fight. They know what their job is. Great man. Many people recognize this, even on this social media cluster nudge, that's what I'll call it, called Twitter. Even though it's dominated by leftists, do you realize that there are enough people on there to recognize what's going on that they can't get rid of us all? So the real question was this. As asked by another friend of mine on Twitter, why aren't the other hoteliers doing the same thing? There's probably empty seats. There had to be plenty of empty places in Washington, empty rooms in D.C., because there was nobody there to see that clown get sworn in. Why aren't the rest of those hotels doing the same thing? Knowing these guys are sleeping on floors. One other person tweeted, it doesn't matter how much good Donald Trump does, they're going to figure out a way to hate him. But we are here to correct the record. Yep. One of the people in the military said, 10 a.m. and not one word from the so-called leader. President Trump came to the rescue. True leader, and respects our military. That wasn't from a military person. That was from a person who was there with him. Another said that, well, it looks like America knows what's up. 1 week ago, we had a president that dallied our military. He knew what it meant to be commander-in-chief. But now, well, we know who sits in the big chair. If only we could fast forward to the end of 46's term at the helm. Boy, would that be something to see. Fast forward. So we watch this stuff occur. We watch, you know, all these different things that play out. And I just want you to understand, you're going to have a good 4 years. Because, see, the running the presidency takes a person at full capacity. And Joe Biden's not that person. And meanwhile, these people that are orchestrating think that they've got you figured out. They think that when they can make you wear a mask, when they can make you self-quarantine and lockdown and all this other stuff, they think they've got all these different things that have come into play. And then they find out, no, they don't. So, there you go. I got an announcement that said, in January, Telegram, which is this new social media service, said they got 90 million new users. I don't know if that's true or not. But if they did, that would be the largest single number of users I've seen with any social media platform. If that's true, that's going to be a real shot over the bow to the left. I'll leave it there.
This is the Kevin. Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.